schools and restaurants closed. Big events like weddings, expos, meetings, and conferences were postponed or more often canceled. Airlines and other commercial produce buyers stopped buying lettuce as entire industries shut down in response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Demand from consumers just completely fell off.
That's Matt McGuire. He's the chief agricultural officer for J.B. Smith Companies in Yuma. Standing next to what will soon be a field of romaine lettuce, McGuire says individual sales of lettuce and other produce went up during late March and early April, but it wasn't enough to make up for the big drop in commercial orders.
It was kind of a two-edged sword. Retail sales at the grocery store, that kind of thing, picked up an extra 10 or 15%. But food service, which are restaurants and schools and cafeterias and those kind of things, fell off 30 to 40%. And food service is roughly half the business we do, and retail is the other half.
And there were still crops in the ground.
You know, when the COVID hit, we had plenty of fields at the end of the season, towards the end of the season, that we had a disc.
That means the crops, mostly lettuce, were destroyed in the fields. Lettuce that had been harvested for commercial sales was destroyed too. There was no market for it. Paul Brierly of the Yuma Center of Excellence for Desert Agriculture says about half the crops, at least the ones for salad plants for food service, were destroyed in March when they were still in the ground.
Growers went through kind of this phase of a big demand, and then all of a sudden virtually no demand. So here at the end of the season, about half the crops were, at least the ones for salad plants for food service, about half the crop was just in.
That's in line with losses due to COVID-19 across the nation. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition reports that from March to May, the cost of food and ag products lost could top $1.32 billion. Brierly says just one farmer here who grew for food service salad plants was losing about $50,000 to $100,000 a day by disking fields instead of harvesting them. The good news, Brierly says, the pandemic hit toward the end of the ag season. Since then, growers have had time to step up health and safety measures, like a limit to the number of farm workers on buses, mask requirements, and extra hand-washing stations. John Boltz, owner of Desert Premium Farms, stands in front of a melon field on a windy September morning in the Gila Valley area east of Yuma. Boltz says safety has always been a concern for local growers, whether it is the safety of the food consumers buy and eat, or a safe environment for his employees.
These are interesting times. We're all going to get through this by following good guidelines and good science. Agriculture is a business based on science, and we're tied to it, just like we're tied to the soil and the natural resources that we bring to bear to put food on people's tables.
But it almost doesn't matter what consumers want or if COVID-19 were to disappear today. As socially distanced workers prep his empty field for its first lettuce crop of the season, Matt McGuire of J.B. Smith says the upcoming ag season is a guessing game.
I mean, if all of a sudden there was somebody waved a magic wand and the country opened up tomorrow, there's not enough produce in the ground because everybody's cutting back to what current reality is. And everybody's guessing on when the business will come back and planning appropriately.
At least for the upcoming winter ag season, the lessons and challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic for growers will continue. For KAWC News, I'm Victor Calderon.